Yesterday, a politician who said he was being bullied was kicked out by his Labour Party colleagues. Today, another politician, who quite a few people think is a bit of a bully himself, resigns with the very best wishes of his Labour Party colleagues. Yesterday it was Gaurav Sharma. Today it is Trevor Mallard, who officially stands down ahead of packing his bags and heading off to become New Zealand's next ambassador to Ireland. Now, he's expected to start the new job in January. His last actual day in Parliament will be sometime in October, but today is when he officially resigns. Mallard's new gig was officially announced yesterday by the Foreign Affairs Minister, but we knew about it, of course, before yesterday. But the official announcement came just yesterday because the Governor-General had only just accepted Trevor Mallard's resignation. So the paperwork is all ticked off, and it is now official. Mallard will be out of here, and while most of us will probably be pleased to see the back of him, I will anyway. I actually think Mallard has been the worst speaker we have ever had. And on a good day, I'd give him 4 out of 10 if he was being good and if I was feeling good. But more generally, though, I think he rates about a 2 out of 10. And with this diplomatic posting now official, ACT leader David Seymour has come out firing, saying it's an outrage that Mallard has scored the job. As soon as Nanaia Mahuta announced it yesterday, Seymour put out a scathing statement. I'll read a couple of quotes from it. Quote, "To send someone with such a lengthy political rap sheet and zero diplomatic ability is an insult to our friends in Ireland." And David Seymour went on to say, quote, "He took the office of the Speaker only to have the worst approval rating of any politician in modern history. Now he's being rewarded for his bad behaviour." End of quote. Now, I don't necessarily agree that Mallard's being rewarded for his bad behaviour, but I certainly think the Prime Minister, for whatever reason, is turning a blind eye to it. And if it was me, I wouldn't be sending him to Ireland, or in fact, I wouldn't send him anywhere, for that matter. Now, that approval rating that Seymour mentions in his statement was back in June when a One News Kantar poll found that only 17% of people approved of the way Mallard was doing his job as Speaker. 17% approval rating. And the main beefs that people have with Trevor Mallard are his appalling treatment of the parliamentary staff member that he accused of being a rapist, and the $300,000 it cost the taxpayer to clean up that mess, and his carry-on during the protest in Parliament earlier, or at Parliament earlier in the year, Barry Manilow music screaming out the loudspeakers, the sprinklers being turned on the protesters. Now, look, I didn't have any time for the protesters, but I thought the way Mallard handled things was appalling. Hence my general 2 out of 10 mark for how he's performed in the role of Speaker. Judith Collins once said, which may have been rich coming from her, but she said once that he was the biggest bully she'd ever seen in Parliament. And I can't argue with that. I remember seeing him on TV recently when he appeared before a select committee, and he was grilled about his handling of the protest, and from what I saw, I thought he was menacing towards the MPs, and I thought he was a bully, the way he barged through the journalists when he left the meeting room. Just he is just awful, in my honest opinion. But earlier today, just like the Prime Minister, we had Megan Woods on with Mike Hosking defending Mallard. Now, you may have heard it. She was banging on about his 35-year political career and how he's held about 13 ministerial portfolios in this time and that time, and how his diplomatic skills got the Rugby World Cup to New Zealand. And she was saying that it's not unique what is happening with him moving on to the job in Ireland, because of the last 5 speakers in Parliament, 3 of them have gone on to diplomatic postings. But where she got really interesting, and I thought where she really started to push it uphill, was when she started going on about the bullying behaviour we've seen from Mallard, the false rape allegation, the punch-ups, the protest stuff. She was saying that that shouldn't be seen as the sum total of Mallard's career, which was a ridiculous thing to say, because of course those things don't represent everything Mallard has done, but they do put a cloud over all the good stuff that she was chiming in about. And I didn't hear her say the same thing about her old mate Gaurav Sharma, who you could say also shouldn't be judged by the monkey business that's been going on. He's probably done a bit of good stuff too. But the bit that made me laugh out loud, it did, was when Megan Woods said, people acknowledge to her that Trevor Mallard has flaws, that he's a human being like the rest of us, And then she went on to claim that New Zealanders see a bit of themselves in Trevor Mallard. Now, I think that would have to be the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard Megan Wood say. Because I don't see anything of myself in Trevor Mallard. You might, but I don't. And I think despite all the good stuff Megan Woods says he's done, I think the New Zealand Parliament will be a far better place without Trevor Mallard.